It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Check, check, check the mic, check. So yesterday I was telling you that I drove 3.5 hours up to, Colebrook. I went to Errol, then Colebrook, and over to Columbia, and then down to, up and over, and then down the left side. I went into Vermont, through Guildhall, and I went
yesterday?
Down to
Vermont. Yesterday? Same?
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. So, this is about 8 hours behind the wheel. And I was going to different places, getting out and shooting, and stuff like that.
And then you went to Portland.
And then I got home and walk in, and so my wife's. I know Valerie had stuff she wanted to do, so when I walked in the house, and I told if you heard it earlier, I apologize, but I walk in the house and I said, "All right, what's up?" She goes, "Well, I want to go to Portland."
I am so with Kelly. What I've been like?
I didn't make it. I said, "Okay, let's go." Because I felt like we had the day off together. Mm, she knew I wanted to do that. She wasn't really into doing it, so I went and did it anyway. I got to do what I wanted. All right, now I'm going to do what she wants. You know what I mean? That's just the thing.
Good
so
hobby.
I'm like, let's go. She goes, "Do you want me to drive?" I'm like, nope. I'm good. And I was fine. We went. It was fine. The reason I'm telling you this, I could sleep right now. Is what
sometimes, I'm work busy, band busy. I come home, all I want to do is hit that couch. Mm. But you get home and Amy might be like, "Hey, I was thinking we could go donut picking."
Yeah.
And you know what you have to do?
Yeah.
There's nothing I'd rather do.
Yeah. I have been thinking about that all day.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
When I did that 11-hour thing, I said, I want to get home and I want to go.
I don't want to rest.
Because you know what? I'm not weak.
Right.
I'm a strong.
Right.
I'm a strong man.
Right.
And yes, I would love to do that. And what else? Before we go, can we rake the yard?
Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine like Laura coming home and or you coming home and if Laura was your wife, all of the projects she'd have lined up?
No. Well, see, I disagree with that. Because she's going to do everything.
She might just do something.
Well, but I mean, but maybe it would be different because it's you. Yeah,
no,
I don't know.
No. I'm going to come home and it's going to be the same way.
She would want to break your balls.
She did it all.
Yeah.
Because she does it a tad bit better than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not even a wise-ass comment. That's fact.
Because you know what?
Yeah.
What's going on at the house right now is Amy painted the bedroom. Bedroom's all done.
Mm.
And I said, "Hey, we were lazy this summer. We spent some money in the basement, things that we needed to replace. I'd like to continue and finish off the house." "Well, Scott, we're not done in the bedroom." I'm like, "Okay, what needs to be done?" "None of the bureaus in here or nightstands match." And I go,
"So?"
"Nobody comes in here but us." She's like, "Scott, come on. We probably should adult up here." So I said, "Okay." So that following Saturday.
You had to adult. Oh, yeah. That sucks.
So now listen, I'm getting hit with this like on a Sunday night, like 8:30, 9 o'clock. And I'm like, "You know what, honey? On next Saturday, we both have off. Let's go furniture shopping. Three places lined up. Let's do this."
Right.
Okay. Saturday rolls around. We go to the furniture place. Walk in. Amy sometimes gets big eyes.
Yeah.
"Oh my God, look at that." I'm like, "Yeah, that's only $8,200. Yeah. That is phenomenal.
For a dresser. Yeah.
Am I not getting anything?
Yeah.
Because I'm cool with it. Because I like what I have.
No.
So finally she calms down. We picked it all out and we go, "Okay, how much for these two and this? Okay. If we wanted to get it stained, that's 75% more."
They don't want to stain it. That's why it's 75% more.
Okay.
They're shorthanded just like every other place.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
How much to get it painted?
Mm.
72% more.
Yeah.
So, before I can say anything, Amy goes, "I'm going to paint it. We'll take them."
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Decision's been made.
They got delivered on Friday, and they got brought into the living room, set on the plastic. And Amy goes,
"You never paint in the living room, dude. Do it in the kitchen where you got a linoleum floor or something."
I don't have. I have wooden floors throughout the house. Mm. They're all. So Amy's like, listen, Sunday, you're going off, you're playing. I'm going to paint these. When you get home, these things are going to be done.
Oh, God, no.
Really? Okay, hon. Listen, I want you to go have fun. I'm where I want to be.
Yeah.
I got home.
Rocking and rolling.
She meets me in the kitchen and she goes, have you ever painted murals before? No. 4.5 hours. I'm like, yeah. And she goes out and she put it like a paint on it first. Then she wants the paint on top. And I'm like, I've never heard of doing that. I've just always painted
a primer?
Yeah. She primered them. And I'm like, oh, Scott. And then I look. She didn't take any of the drawers out.
Like, so the inside of the drawers aren't painted?
No, I like...
Oh, the sides.
So she did everything. Yeah. So she pulled the drawer out, painted around it, did the front, and then just pushed it in a little bit so they didn't close. Instead of just taking the drawer out and setting it on the thing and painting it, and then setting it to dry.
Okay, but still, it's not touching anything.
But that's what took her so long is I go, hun, pull these two, bang. And I'm like, I tried to show you this Saturday night, and you said, that's not the way I do it. And then she looked at me and she goes, how much time do you think I could have saved? And I'm like,
you live and you learn, man.
It looks beautiful.
You live and you learn.
Yes.
And now you have matching dressers.
You know what, though? I don't get it. Is your bedroom a showpiece?
No.
Right?
No.
Like, my bedroom is not a showpiece.
Yeah,
like,
I don't see the living room being that way, but I don't care about
I don't care about the bedroom. I like,
and
we got two nightstands that match only after years of having them not.
Yep.
And we went simple.
Has cheap. A white bureau. I have a stained one that I love. The two night tables, one's a book stand, and the perfect.
Valerie's got a long dresser. I have a short, taller one.
Yes, see, that's what we did. But ours are going to match. Amy's is longer.
Who cares?
Mine's
ours,
taller.
Matt, we got it.
Yeah, I don't get that.
20 years ago, we got a matching bed set, dressers, everything. Yep. See it. When we moved into this house 10 years ago, the movers had cracked one of the legs. So I had to wedge it under there to keep it like, okay, it's long and heavy, and I don't want it to fall off that one leg that I put it on that the guy broke off. Then one day...
They replaced it.
No, but whatever. So it was... It's the leg isn't broke. It came unscrewed, and the wood cracked. You can't replace that one piece, whatever. Anyways,
all right, I'm sorry. Did they break it? Did they do it?
Yes, when they were moving it in.
Yeah, that's fucking wrong.
Anyways, so it's been fine.
Am I right? Am I right?
It's been fine.
Okay.
Until last year. We were putting in the AC, and I leaned on it, and it fell out. And then the other one caved in. So I was like, oh, crap, two broken legs now. So I was like, I'll take off.
You're sleeping on a hill.
Well, no, this is a dresser. So I take off all the legs thinking, then I'll just put it on the floor. Oh, no legs needed.
Right.
The way the wood is curved,
it won't do it.
It's got the little thing below the where the leg is.
So, yes, my dresser is at an angle like this.
Yeah.
And it's on a slant. You walk in my room and you think you're on like a weird boat.
Like the penguin's hideout.
Okay, now listen.
It's been like that since last, August. Guess what? Nobody's coming in the room. I don't care. I am afraid that it's going to fall on my toes one day.
Okay, all right. There's a funny little video on Instagram where it shows a dad and his son building something. And then they're like, we just need a block. And he goes, I have it. Because he's been saving that block forever. Let me know if you need blocks. Because I am just like my dad, where you cut a 2x4 and you're still a piece like this big. So if you need pieces of wood to put under there, I'm your guy. But
for me.
Give me one of the legs to let me know how thick you need it.
Our house built.
You tell Scotty.
You tell me.
Well, this is the problem. Our house was built in 1960. I have to go in sideways to get into the bed at night. My nightstand is not even, you can't open the drawers. I have to put it in sideways because our room is so small. For me to fix this dresser, I would have to take apart, disassemble my bed to move my dresser to put,
well, when you're
know what
for
I mean?
It, you let me know. I'm your wood guy.
That's a pain.
I'm your wood
that's
guy.
A pain.
I told Jeff, I'm like, we can't, until we get new furniture, this is how it's going to be because we would have to dismantle.
Yeah.
Everything to
you
put the legs on.
You just deal with it. There's no sense in it. Like, look.
It's just on a slant.
You want the house to look good, the living room, where people could say, yeah, of course you want it to look good. But the bedroom, I don't care. Well, that's why I also don't care about making the bed. I don't care about making the bed.
I disagree with you. And you know what? Now that the bureaus are primed and they're not painted yet, they're going to look awesome in there. And then that room's done. I want the bed made. Absolutely. I go home. The first thing I do is I make the bed.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, so there's your bedroom talk, everybody. Yep. That's it, basically.
Any bedroom talk from you, Kelly? How's everything?
My lamp next to my bed, it wasn't attached anymore, but the light would still turn on and off.
Yeah.
Finally, I go to, and the switch kept getting harder and harder to turn.
Yeah.
And last night, finally, I couldn't turn it. I got no light.
Yeah.
Do you need
that's
a
like
light?
A fire hazard, probably, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to plug that in.
Yeah.
For the longest time, I had red lamp. I think Scotty remembers it. Red lamp
was great.
The oldest, crappiest, shitty looking, it was an ugly, ugly, ugly lamp. I love that lamp. And I never got rid of it. I was like, you're going to get rid of that because that's a fire hazard. I'm like, oh,
Kelly,
no,
would you like
no
a lamp?
Way.
This, well, it's funny because my mom has extra stuff. You know, this is a storage area, not just my bedroom. So I got this big old lamp that's been doing nothing, ready to go. So I think I'm all set. I just got to move it and throw the old fire hazard away.
Yeah, I never got rid of red lamp until I decided it was time. That was it.
This has no special meaning to me.
Just for the record, red lamp came to work.
I was
going to
say, you brought
it
to
work.
Yeah, you brought it to work.
It was.
What'd you do with it since?
I don't remember. I think I got lost in the shuffle when we moved, I think. Sometimes when your wife says, oh, get rid of that, that's ugly,
just
and you say, bullshit, that is not ugly, it's mine, and I'm never getting rid of it.
Like, so then a while later, he got rid of it.
That's another thing, but on my own.
On my own,
sheer laziness because I didn't want to move it. But that's something we could bring up on the air. They want you to get rid of it. No way, no way. You will keep it. You will die on that hill. You are never getting rid of it, no matter how much they say. I'll leave you. Bye. I'm never getting rid of it. We're gonna bring that up on the air. That's gonna be coming up.
I have floor tom end tables in the living room, and I said to Amy, I'm willing to change just about it, but I like those. Me and my dad made them, and I like them. And I've taken photos of them, and when I talk about it on the air, people say, hey, send me a photo of them, because I'm also a drummer, and I'd love to do that, and I love them.
All right.
That makes the room pop.
Yeah, well, it pops.
Pops!
Hey, all right, what did we cover here? Let me see here. I don't know if you guys heard. I don't watch Dancing with the Stars. Haven't watched it since Tom left, but I told you they hired that con artist, right?
Yes.
That Anna Delvey girl that swindled people. She got booted right out of the way.
Yes.
Right.
And they asked her what she learned from it, and she learned what she take away from the show, and she said nothing.
Absolutely nothing. She was eliminated. After one routine, when asked why, what she'd taken away, she said nothing. She told Good Morning America, favorite part was getting eliminated. She expressed hope for a second chance, saying, not sure when they'll finally afford me the second chance and stop persecuting me so I have the opportunity to move on with my life. Let me just tell you something. And also, all the judges are now angry at her for saying that. Disrespectful. She's a freaking con woman.
Yeah.
She conned
you
people out.
You guys almost deserve it for inviting her on the show.
Yeah, what are you doing?
And it's funny because any of the judges that go, well, you know what? It's like they're acting like, ha, I told you.
Yeah.
No, actually, she was pretty funny. She came on as a thief and then got booted off and acted like a thief on the way out.
You know what I mean? The woman pretended to be someone she wasn't, stole money from basically lots of people, and you put her on your friggin' show. Cry me a river. Cry me a friggin' river.
Listen,
the Menendez brothers, when they get out, maybe they could do a Paso Doble. Yeah, freaking get out of here.
They're only going to do a dance
Jesus
that involves them
Christ.
Murdering
God.
Somebody.
Drives me nuts. What else do we miss here today? Let me see. I remember a couple weeks ago I showed you that video of Frankie Valli.
Yes.
You know, and like Frankie Valli's like 90, 89, 90, and they do the show with him in the Four Seasons, and he walks out on stage, and he can barely move. Let alone lip sync. And he is lip syncing, but he's not lip syncing well. And yet they continue to do it. At what point do you say, we can't embarrass the man?
Is this some nephew trying to get money?
No, I just think that he wants to do it.
And
I think it's his thing.
Nobody's like, it's like Elvis, but not to that.
Nobody wants to tell him no. No, he's not actually singing. He's barely even trying. Videos of him performing are going viral because he's barely even moving his mouth. And the crowd's right there, and they can see it, and they're still cheering him on. And at some point, at what point do you stop and say no? I mean, if Frank Sinatra said, even when he was going out and screwing up the lyrics, he just went out anyway. Nobody's going to stop Sinatra. When do you stop somebody from, you can't do
when
it anymore?
Embarrassing themselves. That's what.
Vince Neil embarrassed himself for years.
Still is.
Nobody's telling him to do it.
Still is. And you know what they do? They fire the guy who does have a real health condition and says he's making the band look bad. When actually, Nikki Sixx isn't playing the bass. Tommy Lee, there's plenty of videos of him out there where the drums are being played and he's not behind them. And Vince Neil, holy shit, that is horrendous. If they were playing across the street, giving out free chicken fingers and sundaes on Friday night, right after work, I wouldn't go.
And they're free.
It's free.
Not going.
I'm not going.
And they're from the Puritan.
Yeah.
Right?
The Puritan.
And you're not.
Which you, of course, that's so good.
Not going.
Wouldn't do it.
No.
Wouldn't
that,
do
that
it.
That is an embarrassment. So let's get rid of Mick Mars, who basically has a real health condition. Yeah.
Great idea. Look, here's the thing. Like, you get a band like that, and you know what? The knock has always been against Poison. Right, because fluff, yep. You know, wussy metal, blah, whatever you want to call
hair
it.
Metal.
Yeah, whatever. You know, but they can play.
Yes,
when they play, they're playing and well.
Yes,
so you can.
I hate giving because I'm not Brett Michaels. I can't stand
Motley Crue. Hates even being mentioned in the same breath as Poison. They get so angry when you say, well, hey, man, you kind of like Poison. They get really angry. And I'm not like anti-Motley Crue. I just think that there's a band that should have said when, you know?
Yeah.
And if you put them on stage in an arena with the same stage and Poison's going to bring the house down. And I'm not even a Poison guy. I just know I've seen them both. And it ain't even close. Not even close. Poison wins.
It bothers me when some of these bands just don't know when to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
You know, I will have respect for Kiss if they don't come back.
Yeah. It's the only way.
And they were, towards the end, they were really pushing it with me, like, you know, this 30 years of the goodbye tour, and they were really pushing it. But I will have respect for them if they stay, do not come back as Kiss.
What band should go? Laura, what band it should go? Is there anybody off the top of your head? So
we know unless we've seen them live?
Well, all right. See, that I have. Like the Beach Boys, right? That's a karaoke band right there.
The Stones were great.
Yep. The Beach Boys,
yeah,
Mike Love.
Bands
love karaoke band. Brian Wilson, who struggles with mental illness, at least sang.
Yeah.
You know, may not have played the piano. There was a sign on the piano that said, smile, Brian. We love you. No, really, because he's terrified. And I thought, this guy, I saw him at the casino ballroom. He didn't know how to get off the stage. It was awful. It was awful. I also saw him at the Capitol Center like 7 months later, and it was amazing. Huh. It was an amazing show. But he didn't have his full band with him. But so I was ready to say, enough, Brian. You should not do it anymore.
But
he came back. It was great. So, you know, when you wish a band would stop...
Yeah, I don't know if anybody.
I would personally go, like I said, Motley Crue.
I saw The Who. Pretty dang good still.
Yep. Yep.
Pretty dang good.
Remember, they're also going to, for a band like The Who, Pete Townsend is not the only guitar player anymore. There's probably two or three of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but they still all work very well together.
It all depends. Dude, that's why I was so taken by ELO. Talk about creating complicated music on stage live. It was phenomenal. Like the fact that... everybody sang. It sounded like a chorus when they did it. I was listening for backing tracks. I was looking for who's singing, who wasn't. To the best of my knowledge, it was all done live, you know, to the best of my knowledge. Could they have slipped something in? Yeah, maybe. I don't think they did. I don't think Jeff Lynne would do that. Springsteen, 3 hours. 3 hours.
See, but he doesn't know anything else. He doesn't know anything else. It's 3 hours. Or
he
it's
delivers
not
it, though. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, he does his job, so you don't need him to end.
You can't look at Springsteen and say it's time to go, you know? I'm trying to think of if there's another bit. Like, I look at Judas Priest. I don't know. I'm not saying they should.
I saw Judas Priest about 3 years. It was before COVID. So, what, 4 years ago? Friggin' amazing.
Yeah, good.
Friggin'
That's
amazing.
Great.
Now, we lost a few players here and there, but Rob, if in his heyday he was a 10, I put him at a 9 right now.
Yeah.
And it's... He's still very much kicking ass.
Willie
Same thing
Nelson.
With like Iron Maiden.
Yeah. I saw Willie Nelson.
Really,
I saw Willie Nelson a few years ago.
See,
I walked out.
Yeah.
And it was like that guitar is so out of tune. The drummer was so lost. I felt bad for the drummer because he couldn't find where Willie was. The drummer's got to conform to wherever Willie is. He was right in front of Willie. You couldn't tell where he was.
I saw him.
Musically.
I don't know. It must have been 5 years ago now. 6 years ago.
I'm like, hang it up.
Had a great time.
Yeah, but other people see him and they love him. So who knows? You know, it's not that I don't like folks. I just think, okay, it's time. It's time to hang it up.
There's no original band members, sometimes, or there's two of them. Like for a while, we had two or three LA Guns out on the road, and you're like, because each original member goes, "I'm out of here." So it's Greg Kretschmar's LA Guns and Laura Boyce's LA, and it was just embarrassing. Where I'm like, "You're that's not cool."
I've seen James Taylor probably six times, and he's one of the best shows I'll ever see. Right, the last time I saw him, The Voice had cracked a lot. And so the same with McCartney. Now, look, you can't tell these guys to stop, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to their shows anymore because I saw so many great shows. I don't want to be tainted by
the bad ones.
The last one that you see that where they should have not have done it. You know,
I'm cool with, like, if Guns N' Roses comes around, I saw them, as far as I'm concerned.
At their peak.
At their peak. I'm good. Yeah. I'm good. And, you know, I'm not saying anybody who's seen them since. I know Laura saw them a couple years ago, and they rocked.
Yep.
I saw them when I wanted to see him with the lineup I saw, fantastic. I'm good. I don't need to see him again.
Saw Rod Stewart. Dude's pushing 70-something. Crushed it. Except for that, Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Love, it's a good song. Oh, I love
that. That's probably like one of the best songs he wrote.
I beat feet. As soon as that thing started, I'm like, we're gone. Goodbye. See ya.
I say, yes, I think I'm sexy.
And you know what he does? He is sexy, and he knows it.
Kelly? Or Rod?
Both.
Yeah, I'm not even knocking it. I'm just saying.
A lot of people do call Kelly the Rod.
But anyway, so yeah, there you go. Bands. What band do you think should hang it up?
And obviously, my brother and I think Kelly Brown would not put the Rolling Stones on that.
Or Steve Winwood, who I saw, they all still got it.
Well, I mean, look at Styx. Take the bands like Styx. Journey, do I think it should hang it up? Yeah, I do. I think Journey should hang it up. Okay? He's beat the hell out of that singer, you know, Arnel Pineda.
Yeah.
Guy's got mental health issues because he's put upon. He's been put in an incredible position and, you know, made to feel all this pressure and criticism and stuff like that. Get out of there, guy. Save yourself. Yep. Get away from Neil Sean. Oh, my God. The band can't even, you know, the band's splitting up because of the ego involved with certain players.
I didn't like that. As I found out more from the American Idol, America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
They had the janitor on there. Neil and Dean went and did it. Didn't contact the other band members.
Yeah.
And just said, oh, hey,
I told you.
Backed by Journey.
I saw it.
No, you're backed by Neil Sean and Dean of Journey, but I don't think that's Journey.
And they went over and they talked to Neil about it, and he didn't say, we're just so glad to be here. He said, I'm so glad to be here. I'm like, what a dick. Oh, sorry.
And Dean's just happy to be there after his track record.
Well, I have always liked Dean. I know he's had a bad track record, but he plays well.
He sings well.
But anyway, so yeah, bands that should email me. Let me know what band you think should hang it up. Maybe we'll bring this to the air. You know, I don't want to see Paul McCartney hang it up. You know, but I don't know. I've seen so many great shows where he leaves you astounded that I want to have that be my memory, you know?
Yeah, but then you just don't go. Like, you got to think, this is going to kill these people. If you're telling them they have to hang it up,
that's what I'm saying. I don't see them hanging it up. I would not want to say, hang it up. It's time.
Well, that's what you just said. Who do you want to see to hang up?
But I'm asking people who they want to see. I'm saying, do I think maybe it's time? Maybe, but I'm not going to tell them that.
Never.
Because James, and they're never going to stop. They're never going to stop.
Yeah, they shouldn't.
I told you who I think should stop. Journey should stop, you know? I saw Gordon Lightfoot, by the way, several years ago. Should have stopped.
And I know a band that's not stopping is Oasis just announced some United States dates.
Oh, they did.
I think there's like four or five in the new year from them. And I think New Jersey's the closest to us.
That's good. You know Stevie Wonder's touring again, right? You know he's doing a tour? He's doing a limited tour through November.
I think it's
based on the election. It's got something to do with Save the World While We Can or some. It's got some weird title. You know how I want to see a greatest hits tour, right?
Yes.
I want to see Stevie Wonder do the greatest collection or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'd pay big money to see that. But I don't want to go to an election-based thing. What's it called?
Pittsburgh, New York.
There's no Boston gig.
Philly, Baltimore, Greensboro, North Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia.
Does it have the name of the tour?
No.
Are those all election hotspots?
Maybe. It doesn't say a name of a tour. Yeah. It just says Stevie Wonder.
Because it's something like Save the World While We Can or something. It's targeting the election. I don't want politics in my music. I don't want it. Okay? I just don't. I don't want it. My coffee.
We're not going to take it.
And I want it my sandwich. Chunky, I don't want politics.
Chunky half and half this morning, by the way. Ruined my first cup of coffee.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be chunks.
No, there's no chunky. Yeah, that's
how
bad.
How old was it?
It was Fine Friday, I can tell you that.
I thought it was fine, Laura, when I thought it was a candy bar.
I've never heard anybody crunch milk before that wasn't frozen.
I'm like, wow, we put a chunky in his. It's going to probably be good. Be able to get the raisins and the nuts and all that. All right, anyway, that's all we got time for. Have a great day, everybody. Sorry for the rambling. We will see you tomorrow.